Thank you, Lord Jesus. Soak that in, soak that in. Oh, awesome. Oh, thank you, Father, for a gift of a great choir. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, they are part of the ministry gift. You must give God thanks for. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, some joy. Come on, amen. Some joy, amen. Some joy, amen. Some joy. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Too late. Say too late. Say too late. Say too late. I have already won. Too late. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why not tell yourself that every day? Amen. Each day, that voice of condemnation rolls at you. Amen. Say too late. Say too late. Say condemnation. You came too late. Oh, awesome. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, angels to go back around now. We have already won. We are risen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Angels to go back. Thank you, Father, for these awesome ones. Yeah, that put this together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, and this to go back. Too late. Hey, doctor, we always win. I am a new rose of a lake until I take a balamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanam it. Wow, we're going to continue. We have already won. Amen. Why walk in the Spirit? We are already alive by the Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for comprehension. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this ministry gift. You are just ministered to us. Thank you because they continue in the gospel. They progress in your will. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Together as a church, we progress in your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Just sit down for a while. So we can finish the other part. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Say thank you, choir.
Thank you, choir.
I see that is an awesome summary, right? Awesome summary. Amen. Of what happened during the week. Awesome summary. Oh, glory, glory. You know, it's joyful. It's a thing of joy when you have people that can just reproduce the same thing that has been taught. And that's, they are still modeling 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, the things which thou hast heard of me, the same you come into faithful men, who shall be able to teach the same also. Even in songs, okay, we teach the same also. Okay, let us see if we finish our transcript today or continue during the week. See Mark 16, 15. We are trying to, not trying. Please, if you have friends around the Maraba massacre area, Edifier Assembly is knocking on their door. Amen. And so start prepping them. We have already, for weeks right now, we have gotten the venues, just still working on some other logistics. See, Mark 16, 15. See, commitment means to take Christianity as a duty. That's commitment right now to you. What's commitment to you? You take this same Christianity as a duty, okay? As a duty. That's commitment. I'm going to have less than 1 hour to do this right now. See, that's commitment, is to take the same Christianity as a duty, as a duty. See Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many people have read this? How many people are really taking it to it? That's the question. How many people have read this, but how many are really taking it to it? How many are seeing it as their duty? That's commitment, okay? Commitment is when you take the word of God as your duty. Now, because you are already alive by the Spirit, you can walk by the Spirit. You can walk by the Spirit. Say, I can walk by the Spirit. Come on, say, I can walk by the Spirit. So, you know, say, either believeth is baptized, shall be saved, either believeth not, shall be condemned. And he said, as you go preach, this signs follows you. In my name, they cast out demons. Amen, amen. Say, I cast out demons. So it's a duty. It's a duty. Like, I love the way I say it during the week. Is there next time when I see a madman coming towards me, I say, I will not run away. I say, I will charge towards him. That's taking Christianity as a duty. Taking what you have in Christ as a duty. You must model it. That means when a situation presents itself to you, You see it as a duty to solve it. You see a man, you see a friend that was not speaking tongues, it's your duty to get him filled, okay? You have people around you that is not yet saved, it's your duty to preach the gospel. You have those who does not speak in tongues, it's your duty to get them filled. Take Christianity as a duty, okay? As a duty. And they shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I told you during the week that they shall speak in tongues. There will be a summary for tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Okay, that means it's a summary for all transcripts. Okay, because now we know that to truly bless people. Okay, it's not just by speaking in tongues. You must speak in tongues and interpret according to 1 Corinthians 14. So these are the activities of the man born of the Spirit, okay? We call them gifts. We call them gifts. They are the activities of the man born by the Spirit. Why do we call them gifts? It's such that we give freely and such that the benefit stays with the recipient. Savivian sang that during the week too. It's such that we give freely and it's such that the benefit stays with the recipient. That's why we call them gifts. These are the activities, okay, of the man born of the Spirit. Why do we call them gifts, okay? Don't see gifts as talents. You know, the way we have seen gift is something, talents, etc. No, to you, a gift is what you give freely, okay? A gift is not really, right now, when we're talking about the activities of the Spirit, I will be fast. So when we're talking about the activities, okay, I will not be fast, I'll be medium. When we're talking about the activities of the Spirit, we are not talking about a something you receive right now. We are talking about what you are given freely, okay? Don't forget, what you receive freely is what is the Spirit, right? Yeah, we have seen that clearly. Ephesians 1:13, 2 Corinthians 5:5. So what we receive freely is the Spirit, but what we give right now are the activities of the Spirit. So why do we call what we give gifts? It's because we give it out freely, and the benefit stays with what? The recipient. If somebody gives you a car, it should not be checking on you every day that that car I gave you, hope you didn't go through Maraba Road. That car I gave you, hope you didn't pass through Suleja. That means we didn't really give you a car. You know, if you give, you have given. Amen. Praise God. So the benefit stays with the recipient. Say God gave us the Spirit. Say, and we give the things of the Spirit. That's it, okay? God gave us His Spirit, and we give the things of the Spirit. Nobody can give the Holy Ghost to anybody. That's the point. Believers don't give the Holy Ghost. Believers only give the activities of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? How does a man receive the Holy Ghost? Salvation, he believes the gospel of Christ. So it's in the place of the display of God's power that we give the things of the Spirit. That's in the place of the display of God's power. So, when you are to display God's power, don't check yourself if you have some gifts. Check the scripture if you have the Spirit. Take note of that. In the place when you are called upon to display God's power, don't check yourself. Don't ask yourself, do I have the gift of word of knowledge? Don't allow what Paul itemized for you there to discourage you, okay? Don't check yourself if you have 1, 2, 3, 4 gifts. No. Check the scriptures if you have what? If you have what? The Spirit. So, and how do you check the scriptures? Check what happens to the man that is born again. He has the Holy Ghost. So, because you have the Holy Ghost, the activities of the Holy Ghost there are at your disposal. Amen. Amen. See that? You don't check yourself. Don't say, do I have the gift of word of knowledge? No. The question only is, do I have the Spirit? Amen. So, if you are before a madman, what's the only question to ask yourself? Do I have the Spirit of God? Praise God. If you are before a sick man, what's the only question? Do I have the Spirit of God? If you are before a man that needs edification, tongues and interpretation, like we are seeking to do today, what's the only question? Do I have the Spirit of God? Amen. Amen. Don't do the analysis of, where we have 9 gifts. Oh, pastor, see, I think my pastor has 8 of the 9. Me, I only have 2. You are deluded. Amen. That is not what the Bible is saying. You don't check yourself. Don't try and don't limit yourself saying, I have 1, 2. No, leave that categorization. Those things are activities. The day it's required, it will show up. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. You get to a place, we have thought on maybe things of the Spirit, 1 or 2. We have thought on diverse kind of tongues before. The day you get to a place, yeah, you trust God. The day you get to a place and you need to communicate the gospel by the Spirit, you can speak another man's language. Amen. 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 You don't see. You don't allow your email be like a doubter. Amen. That's the point. Amen means so it is. It means that's another name of Jesus. It means I agree. Are you getting me? When we say amen in church, what's the meaning? I agree with this. That's the point. I agree. Say I agree. That's amen. It's, I agree. I say when you get to a place and the need arises for you to speak under man's literal tongues, okay? You can't. Say I can't. Amen.
Amen.
What is it not be amen? I agree. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. So let us go to some Greek words today. So I will just leave this one. So don't forget, God gave you the Spirit, okay? Spirit. So let's look at Doria. Doria is from Doron, okay? Doria, you know, we are looking at Doria and charisma. I'll be talking about this just small during the week. Let us look at this very well today. Doria and charisma. We'll be done. That's just all we'll be checking today. See Doria. Doria is from Doron, okay? Doron means a sacrifice. Doria, of course, you know, it's D-O-R-E-A. That's a Greek word for gift. One of the Greek words for gifts in the Bible. Then it's from Doron. Doron means a sacrifice. Doron is the actual sacrifice. I will explain Doria right now. But Doron is the actual sacrifice. That means, see if, okay, like you usually do in your old church, when you get married, you come to church and you present a microphone to the church, Abby, special number. You now wrap microphone in a aluminum foil, right? Wrapping paper. It's like, okay, right? You will go lay down. Well, sorry, if you don't know that song. Zangu says, I know that the word has things that cannot do a good thing. Now, presents the microphone to church. So, the microphone is the Doron, okay? But that activity, okay? That activity is Doria. Are you with me? That means the giving. Giving can be a vow, it can also be a noun. So, giving, that activity, just like yesterday, that testimony service or that whatever, Thanksgiving service is the Doria. That's the activity. But what you used to, that thing you drop is what? Doron. Is that clear? Just see a few examples in the Bible. See Luke 21, verse 4. You see that Doron is always used like offerings, used with sacrifices, used very well by the writer of the book of Hebrews. Please ensure you check every scripture. That is how these teachings will be interesting to you, okay? That's a believer. A believer studies God's word. That's a believer. You don't study God's word, God is interesting. It's because you have to. See Luke 24 verse 4, 21 verse 4. For all these are the abundance cast into the offering. Offering is Doron there, okay? Of God. But the key of our penury cast in all the living that she had. That's the lady that gave one mite to into the offering box. So offering there is Doron, okay? See Ephesians 2 verse 8. Doron also means sacrifice. What is given? Ephesians 2 verse 8. I will be fast. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It is the Doron of God. Salvation through faith is a sacrifice of God. That's the point. It's what God gave us. It's the Doron of God. See Hebrews 5 verse 1. Just write down the scriptures and open as fast as you can. Hebrews 5 verse 1. Please walk out. Let me see you 10 minutes after service when you are done with your people. Hebrews 5 verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God to offer that he might offer both gifts, that's Doron, and sacrifices for sin. Both gifts and sacrifices for sin. That's still Doron. Let me just show you one more. There are a lot of places where it's used. Verse 3. For every Hebrews 8 verse 3. Write that down. Hebrews 8 verse 3. Hebrews 8 verse 3. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Doron. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. That's Doron. Again, let me explain again, okay? Why are we looking at this one? Are we just trying to elongate service? Have you observed that I don't always quote Greek words unless I want to explain something? If you have observed, I've done some very big series, big explanation without Greek words. You have observed it, I'll teach you very well. So, for instance, now, why am I going to the Greek word of this? It's because in the Bible,
you will see plenty words as gift. Doron in the Greek was called gift in English. Charisma in the Greek was called gift in English. Doria in the Greek was called gift in English. Just like we have some, just like let's say, this is a Shure mic. This is a TCL Econ. This is TCL Econ. So, if do you think Yoruba will have a different word for TCL Econ microphone, Shure microphone, and let's say Yamaha microphone? No. They just say what? Error, Agbon, Safefe, something like that. Yoruba will just call it one word, okay? But if you really want to study what is happening, why is this one clearer than this one? You must now go to where they interpreted each one from. So at the end of the day, you don't see that, oh, it's true. So this one is sure. Yoruba, okay, what's the Yoruba word for flat screen TV? That's the same thing as box TV. So how do you differentiate flat screen from... from Yoruba, Ibo, do you have a dialect for TV? Not at all. Amen. So like so it's okay. For instance, what of keyboard Yoruba? What of guitar? Duru is anything that makes what? But how do you now know that? Oh, this one is okay. In English, what is this? Bass guitar, right? What is this one? Oh yeah, send me a course. Yeah, interpret them to Yoruba. So that means in the process of translation, okay, there will be deficiency. Because that is why, have you observed that most of these things that you study in biology, what you call botanical names, some of them are just Greek words. So because they just don't know how to call it, say this one is Ascaris root. What is that? Ascaris now, you don't know Ascaris. So Yoruba will say, yam, okay? Issue kupa, that is yellow yam. Issue fufun, issue ewura, no ewura, right? So, but by the time, so you just say, what is this? But by the time you go to the real botanical name, you say, Discoria alata, Discoria rotundata, Discoria cayensis, Discoria, remain one, escutenta, something like that. What's the botanical name for purple? Karika! You forget that one. You wasted your money in school. So, that is why we go to all these words, okay? So, it's not just to extend service. Me, I want to go home too. So, just finish looking at Doron, okay? Now, let's see Doria. Don't forget the difference between Doron and Doria from description. Doron is a gift. Doria is what? The process, the activity, okay? See Doria. See John 4 verse 9. So Doria talks about that generosity or benevolence. Write down those two words. You will need this as I will be explaining all this to you. So in Doria carries the character of the giver. Doria carries the character of the giver. For instance, if you can bring a Doron that is not cheerfully, willingly, you just say, okay, pastor said, okay, we are doing our best. Everybody must bring his yam to church. Oh God, somebody eat this yam. I'm planting. You know, remember all those our advanced days in our daddy's church? So you now bring 20 yams. The power says, chai. This is good for panned yam. Chai. Now go and give everything to pastor. And then I'll put everything to the stores. So that may be what? Meat in my house. Amen, amen. Praise God, we accept pan yam too. We are priests after the order of Levites. So if you drop the gift and it's not cheerfully, you dropped a Doron, but that is not a Doria. You drop the thing, right? But the activity, is it generous? Is it benevolence? No. So that means the activity
does not describe somebody that really wants to give. So the words that is used more in the Bible is that doria that describes the character of the giver.
Well done. Just try and put it down anyway. I'm doing my best to explain to you.
Is that doria is used more to describe the character of the giver. So it talks about generosity or benevolence. I will rush through everywhere there. I mean, there almost everywhere that is used. John 4 verse 9, for instance.
John 4 verse 9. 9 and 10, we take this. I will take verse 9. You will read verse 10 for me.
Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew, accept drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the what? Samaritan. What's that? That's a performance what? Mind. That's a performance mindset, right? That's a mindset of the law, legalistic. What is God's answer? What is Jesus' answer? Verse 10. Want to go?
Let's read. Yes, if
the gift of God, okay? And who is it that said to thee, give me to drink? Thou wouldst have asked of him, and he won't, right? Have given thee living water. See, that said, you would have asked of me in, he won't have given thee. That means he will not withhold it. So the gift over there is generosity, doria. So if thou knowest the generosity of God, you will have asked him. Because don't forget, Jesus is asking the woman for a drink. He said, I am not giving you, right? He said, no, you are not giving because you don't know God's generosity. If you ask from me, I will not say I will not give you. I will give you. I am generous. Praise God. So that's give there. So he's talking about the generosity of God, talking about salvation. Living water there is salvation. We receive this through God's generosity. Living water there is salvation. We receive this through God's generosity. See Acts 2, verse 27. Doria is used more in Acts of the Apostle. Acts 2, 37. Okay, now when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What do you think is the problem of these people? Men and brethren, what shall we what do? Right? What shall we do? Put your hand there quickly. Compare this with John 6, 28. Put your hand there. I'm coming back there. Put your hand, go to John 6, 28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do? That we might what? Walk the works of God. 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. So, go back to Acts 2, 37. So these people, they are asking, what shall we do? What is their problem? Performance-mindedness. And of course, in John 6, Jesus said, there is nothing to do. Just trust in God's faithfulness. Believe. Trust in God's faithfulness. He will come and save you. Amen. He will come and save you. Trust in God's faithfulness. He will come and save you. See, that 38 now of Acts 2, 38 of Acts 2, then Peter, look at your Bible. Look at your Bible. Don't look at me. Don't look around. Look at the Bible, please. I beg of you. Look at the Bible. If you don't have a Bible, ask what shall they will give you one. Then Peter said unto them, repent and what? Be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive what? The gift, the doria, amen, of the Holy Ghost. See the explanation. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to how many? All that are far off. That's verse 39, right? Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You can see he said it is unto you, it's your children, all that. That means that gift there is generosity. The doria of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive the doria of the Holy Ghost. For with 41, that they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day was added to the church about 3,000 souls. Doria. Go to Acts chapter 8, verse 18. Well done. Acts 8, 18. When Simon saw that through the laying on of hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying,
give me also. You see that? So this guy is what? Come on, help me. Fast, open your Bible. Come on. He's saying, give me this power. That on whosoever I lay my hands upon, he may receive the Holy Ghost. What is the problem of Samuel Sestra? What is his problem again? The same thing. He was thinking that what? Oh, I must sow before I can move in God's power, right? I must drop something to get it. What was the answer of Peter? 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast tossed that the gift of God may be what? So, gift of God. What God gives freely. The generosity of God. Of course, he's talking there about impartation. Write that down. I'm coming back there before I end the sermon. Impartation. So you are thinking that the Torah of God, God's generosity can be purchased with money. No, it says God's generosity. That means impartation, the ability to get a man filled with the Holy Ghost, is God's generosity. We are coming back there before we close. See Acts 10, 40, 45. Well done, sorry. Acts 10, 45. I know I'm going through a lot. People still have a long day today. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many of them came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the what? The gift, the generosity of the Holy Ghost. Same thing there. Go to Acts 11, 15. Acts 11, 15. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as it was on us at the beginning. Then remember I the word of Jesus of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them this the like gift, same thing as he did unto us who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so gift there, same thing, generosity. See Romans 5:17. Romans 5:17. Romans 5 is a very awesome place where both gifts, Doria and charisma, was just used all over, which we check again today. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, Romans 5:17, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the generosity, free gift, the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. See, I've received the generosity of God's righteousness. See, go to 2 Corinthians 9:15. Same thing he's talking about there. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Unspeakable gift. Let's see what he's talking about. 9:15. Well done. Keep opening your Bible. That's a believer. You open your Bible, you learn. 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Please, this service like this live on YouTube. You get home, you can replay it. The things you miss, fill it up. It's for your sanity, please. Okay, see, let's read from verse 12 so I can get what is that unspeakable gift. See verse 12. For the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Verse 13, want to go? Of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, for your what? Liberal what? Distribution. See that? Liberal what? Distribution unto all men. 14. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of you. So you could see that. So he's talking about God's generosity, which now became their conduct in giving. Write that down. Talking about God's generosity, which now became our conduct in giving. Our conduct in giving. Why do we give very well? Because God is generous to us. Okay? That's what he's talking about. Say, because of your professed subjection, because you submitted yourself unto the gospel of Christ and your liberal, based on your subjection to the gospel of Christ, verse 13, you now distributed liberally to the saints. That's the point. See Ephesians 3, verse 7. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3, 7. Well done, well done, well done. It's not talking about ministry gifts. Wherefore, let's open this. Just two, three more under Doria, then we'll go to charisma.
Then we sum it up. Okay. See, Ephesians 3 verse 7. Wherefore, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. See that? According to the liberality or generosity of the grace of God. See that? That means I was made a minister because of the generosity or the liberality of the grace of God. That's gifts there. It talks about the character of the giver. Doria. You see Doria? Okay, two more. Chapter 4 verse 7. Ephesians 4 verse 7. Ephesians 4 verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the what? Gift of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. And unto every one of us is given grace, okay? That means we are given duties. Talking about ministry gift, okay? According to the measure of the gift, of the things, of the generosity of Christ. Of Christ. The gift of Christ will be salvation. The generosity of Christ will be salvation. The salvation package to us. Last one under Doria for now is just Hebrews 6 verse 4. They who have tasted of the heavenly gifts. Write that down. Hebrews 6 verse 4. They who have tasted of the heavenly gifts. Still talking about salvation. So let's look at charisma. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at charisma. Now, well, charisma was used over 16 times by Paul and once by Peter. Used 16 times by Paul, once by Peter. Of course, it means just endowment, gratuity, endowment. Now, charisma is actually from another word, which is, please write this. Okay, let me wait for you. I will spell this one for you. I don't know how to pronounce all these things. Okay, C-H-A-R-I-Z-O-M-A-I. C-H-A-R-I-Z-O-M-A-I. Charizomai, right? Charizomai. Thank you. Charizomai. That's where charisma is taken from. Now, this one, actually, in the meaning, this is the same word that is used for forgiveness in the Bible. Forgive, forgiveness, to pardon. It means to show oneself, please write down this word, please. You need this thing to explain to your disciples. To show oneself gracious. To show oneself kind. To show oneself benevolent. To grant forgiveness. To pardon. To grant forgiveness. To show yourself kind. To show yourself benevolent, gracious. To grant forgiveness. To pardon. To give graciously. To give freely. Now, charizomai is a verb, okay? It's a verb. So, it's actually like, since it's a verb, okay? It's actually like, just write this down, it's like the noun form, it's like the verb form of Doria. Write that down. I will explain. Doria itself is a noun. So, like, but if you can turn Doria to a verb, okay, the verb type is charizomai. You will see why I am going through all this before I end this service, which is very soon. Of course, everything is from charis, okay? And what is charis? Grace, favor, right? That one is common. Yeah. Now, let's see how charisma is used in the New Testament. That will be the main job right now. See Romans 1 verse 11. So, the focus of charisma, please, these words, they are not contrary. They only have different focus. In Doria, the focus is the activity of giving. The focus is in how I gave you. Did I slap? I want to give you money, but did I slap you before giving you? That gift is not Doria because it's not given generously. Okay? But if I gave you generously and I came in the night to take it from you, yes, it is a Doria, but it's not a charisma because the benefits did not what? Stay with you. Are you with me? I'm sorry, I know it's summer, but just flow. You put your mind there, you get it. So Doria talks about what? The giving activity. The charisma talks about the path that it stays where it's going. If somebody gives you something and it comes back to steal it from you, that's not a charisma, because what he gave you did not stay. But if somebody gave you something that stays with you, but how he gave you, you toil, you labor, you fasted, you pray, you fast, you kill, you cut yourself through with knife before he gave you, well, it may be charisma, but it's not Doria. Okay? Thank you. You are getting that now. See Romans 1:11. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. That is impartation, okay? From Paul to the church, the benefit stays with the church. That's the point. Impartation from Paul to the church, the benefit will stay with the church. So charisma is more concerned about what the gift does to the recipient. The benefit will stay with the recipient. While Doria is more concerned about how the gift is given. Doria is more concerned about how the gift is given. Charisma is more concerned about what the gift does to the recipient. Thank you. Charisma is more concerned about what the gift does to the recipient. Doria is more concerned about how the gift is given. So like that, Romans 1:11, the benefit will stay with the church. That's impartation. See Romans 5, verse 15. Do your best, be fast. Thank you. Right. If you don't bring it right in my head today, just open your app on your phone, Notepad, Microsoft Word, Office, stuff like that. You need to write. That's good caution in church. So you can go home and check through it again. That's the same attitude we did in school. We must not do less for God because we honor the things of God. That's why we are doing things like this, not because we are jobless, especially because we have a job. Amen. Praise God. Okay, Romans 5, verse 15. Are you there? Romans 5, 15. Now, see, this is key. But not as the offense. Wow. So also, I'll come back to this in maybe our character of God series. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. So that first free gift there is talking about charisma, okay? For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift as gift is. That one is Doria now. Gift by grace. The first one is charisma, the second one is Doria. Gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Now, look at that. Gift by grace. Gift by grace. That's Doria. By grace. Generosity by the grace of God. Put your hand there. Rush to Ephesians 3 verse 7. Put your hand there. I'm coming. I will explain. Go to Ephesians 3 verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace. See the same phrase. That's the same Doria, okay? Gift of the grace. Gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. That's Doria again. Gift by grace. Gift by grace. Now, let me explain. Say the grace of God is generous. Please write that down. It looks small. It's not small. The grace of God is generous. It's not tautology. Say God's favor is with generosity. So now, see it this way. You know healing is favor, right? Healing is to do you favor, okay? Healing is favor. You know that divine provision is favor, right? Eh? That God meets your need, that your needs are need, your needs are met, that your bills are paid. Hope you know it's God's favor, right? Yeah. That you are saved. Safety. Hope you know it's God's favor, right? Now, those favor of God, they are now generous. That means anything that comes from God is not because of your action. It's because of God's generosity. This is a checkmate. This is a slap on people who preach so money to get something from God. They are cheating you of your inheritance. Everything that God gives, how does it come, sir? Generously. Gift of grace. The generosity of the grace of God. If God will heal you, how will he do it? Generously. If God will supply your need, like I believe God will do to us this week, amen? Praise God. Say our bills are paid. Amen. Say our needs are met. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say God supplies all our needs.
Praise God. Say we are saved in our journeys.
Now, this amount we will receive this week, but how do we receive it? Performance mindedness? No, we trust that God is gracious, is generous. Hallelujah. We trust the generosity of the grace of God. Write this down. Everything you have ever got because you sow, you could have got the same thing and more without sowing anything. Without sowing a cobble. Why God still met your need despite your sowing is because God is still generous. Hallelujah. So it's not, it will not because of your stupidity. We told what you are asking for. Are you getting that? You won't say because you have sowed. Because you sowed. Don't worry, I won't give you again. No. In fact, because if you want to do it, because you have sowed, that's why you should not even get it. But it's just generous. He said he causes rain to fall on you, on both the evil and the good. He said, let no man say, when I'm tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt any man. Every good giving and every perfect word bestowment, amen, comes from God, the Father of light, with whom there is no what? Variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us, amen, amen, that we might become the first fruit of his creature. And based on this, you now say we should lay aside every superfluity of nothingness. That mindset of before I can get something from God, I must sow something is devilish. It's devilish. You know, you may say it's working for me. What happens the day you don't have anything to sow? You have sow your shoe, sew your wristwatch, sew. I said, don't worry, I will sow myself. What if you don't have yourself to sow? You're already in slavery. You can't sow yourself again. Amen, amen. So if you are, because that's the dilemma of the people who are saying, don't worry, as I'm faithful to God, God is faithful to me. You are setting up yourself for failure. It's a setup. That's what happened to Job. Hope you know. That's Job's story. Job is the one that set himself up before anything. He'll be offering sacrifice every day. In case my children have sinned. Why not just make it your daily confession? Empty-handed. I am alive in his end. Amen, amen. Praise God. Focus on the generosity of God. You have a present prayer point, a present need in prayer. Focus on God's generosity. Keep saying it every day. God is for me. God is generous. Hallelujah. God is for me. God is generous. God is liberal to me. Hallelujah. I'm accepted in the beloved. God is generous to me. You say it. Hallelujah. Yeah, you say it and you allow those negative experiences to go. So God's gift comes in form of doria. Please write this down. So God's gift comes to us in form of doria and it stays with us as charisma. Not by seed, not by qualification, not by tithes. No. God's gift comes in form of doria and it stays with us as what? Charisma. Yeah. That's what I am saying from this teaching. It comes generously and it stays with you. When he gave you the Holy Ghost, how did he give you? Generously. And where does the Holy Ghost stay? It stays with you. Charisma. That's all. Amen, amen. So also when you are ministering healing, how do you minister? Generously. And the benefit of the healing, where will it be? Your pocket? No. To be where it's going. Praise God. Okay, Romans 5:16. Go back to Romans 5:16 right now. Thank you. Romans 5:16. Well done, people. Good people. Good people. You are good people. Because you are submissive to God's word. You are good people. You are good people. You are those that God takes after. You are a generation of God's power, generation of God's treasure, generation of God's glory. Amen. And you better know the people where I got those words from. Okay, and not as it was, I'll start that too. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. For the free gift. Hallelujah. The free gift. The whole of that word free gift is just that same word, the charisma. Okay? It's of many offenses unto justification. Wow. 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 So please write this down. The obedience of Jesus is both doria and charisma to us. Yeah. The obedience of Jesus is both doria
and charisma to us. It came generously and it benefits stays with us. It came generously and it benefits stays with us. See, go to Romans 6:23. It came generously and it benefits stays with us. Romans 6:23 right now. Wow. Awesome. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin, I think Vivian read this one for us during the week. The wages of sin is death, but the gift, hallelujah, the charisma of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So eternal life is a gift, right? It stays with us. That's charisma. It stays with us. It's your possession. It does not come and go. It does not fluctuate. It's not like Nepa. It's not like PhD. It's not like the water of Kubwa. No, it stays. Amen, amen. It stays. Say it stays. Yeah, it stays. That's eternal life. It stays. Not like an MTN network. Or Glow. Sorry, Glow. It's not like Glow. It stays. Say it stays. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So, see Romans 11:29. I posted this one on Facebook about ministry. Romans 11:29. For the gifts, charisma, and callings of God are without repentance. That word gift already explained that without repentance. Because the gift stays. It stays where it's going. It stays where it's going. That's why God does not have one ex-minister. I'm sure you know that. You have once watched function as a minister before. Sorry, sister. You have once function as a minister before. You have once done this, done that, done great things for God before. God does not have ex-minister. No. Romans 11:29. The gift and callings of God, they are without irrevocable. And by we say, never rescinded, never canceled. Amen, amen. God does not take back his gifts. So you serve God on campus, you are see a minister, not an ex-minister. Amen. If you are not doing it right now, that means you are just unserious. Say once called, forever called. Come on, say once called, forever called. Amen. Let me rush. See Romans 12:6. Ask God, though. God does not have, he does not sack anybody from duty. Ooh, glory. That calls for joy. Amen. He does not sack. You know, tell those your friends that they have given up on ministry because of things, conduct, stuff, pressures of life. Oh, I didn't know I can pick up again. Just tell them to go and hear IJ's song. I pick myself up. You know that, we have that DP of Brahakim, of that orange that is picking. You know that orange that is picking himself up? You know that picture? You pick yourself. Even when you are too big, you think, just carry yourself. Don't worry, I'll pick myself. That's all. That's all you need to do. Amen. 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 Say, I'm not an ex-minister. Say never. God does not have ex. The ex general, never. That's the point. It's charisma. It's this. It's this. That's why I've heard of people who left. It should be this like God's general guy, this Evan Roberts, that left ministry a long while because of some condemnation to Uma came to him, spoiled his 90C. He left ministry a long while. And after years, he just entered the meeting again. And the things that happened decades ago, thing just happened. See, eh? So this thing you see there, that's God. See, that's our God. Hey, that's just it. That's it. So this why is just unserious. And guess what? If you don't pay attention to God, so this is how he will do. God, he will not force you. If you're unserious with God's word, you just be like this. That's it. Because his character to his grace is your choice. He'll allow you to make the choice. That's why working with God is daily. It's daily. It's daily. Say no exercise with God. Go and tell those your friends. Tell them that my guy. Hope you know in God's name, in God's ledger, you are still called a minister. Again, minister that is already in the beer parlor. Minister that is now selling drugs. Minister that is now doing Uber on Sunday. Minister, Uber on Sunday. Sunday morning, Uber! Uber! That is demonic. Minister, a man of God. Some of them, they don't sleep. They only sleep 4 hours. Say they must sleep. Say it's in the night that the market comes. Then early in the morning too, they have to quickly rush. Also, the minister, a man of God is also. See their life, not your life anyway. Oh, say I'm a man of God. Forever a man of God. Thank you. Let's rush. Romans 12:6, charisma. Charisma. Having then gifts, differing according to the grace given to us, okay, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of grace, gifts differing. Let me explain it for you. Having then gifts differing, that means having then offices received. Office is the gifts there. Offices received, Romans 12 verse 6. Offices received. That is an office that stays with us. But this office differs with appointment and qualification. Write that down. I'm explaining Romans 12 verse 6. Having then gifts, that means offices received. Offices that stays with us, but it differs with appointments and qualification. Get to that later. Say offices. Go to 1 Corinthians 1 verse 7. If you read what I just said right now, you get what that place is talking about. Just like what you are saying there right now, is just like how they appointed Stephen in Acts 6, okay? They gave him an office, okay, but based on what? Qualification, okay? And what? Appointment. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 7. I'm 70% done. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 7. So then, are you there? Come on, are you there? So then you come behind in no gift. This is awesome. In no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Gift here. Yeah. Who do you think? Oh, what does he mean? When he's saying coming behind in no gift, what? Feel free. What does he mean? Is that the Holy Ghost or the things of the Spirit? Yeah. So, yeah, you are right. You are right. You are right. But who is he addressing? Individual or the church? Does individual have gifts? What does individual have? So where do we have gifts? Eh? In the display of what? Activity. So this is Paul talking to what? A church. So when he's saying you come behind in no gifts, it means all the gifts of the Spirit are in operation in your midst. Okay? He's not saying each person has 9 gifts. Mm-mm, don't think like that. He's saying the whole thing, everything, okay, is in display in your meetings. Is in operation. Put down 1 Corinthians 7 verse 7, talking about every man has his own proper gift of God. After this man, after that man. That's 7 verse 7. Go to chapter 12 verse 4. Now to the things of the Spirit. 12 verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Amen, amen. Same thing in verse 9. You see, to another the gift of faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healings. To another the gift of healings by the same Spirit. Of course, the gift of healing there is to distinguish it from doctor's job. Okay? Seeing is just like divine healing. It's to distinguish it from doctor's job. Doctors to do healing. But say I'm talking about the gift of healing, divine healing. If you get that, see again, chapter 12, verse 31, covet earnestly the best gift. See, on that's the charisma. See, chapter 2 Corinthians 1, 11 right now. In fact, charisma was used for prayers here. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11, look at it, come on. Ye also helping together by the prayer for us. See that? For the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. So that in context, gifts there will be prayers. That means when you pray for people, the benefit stays with the person you are praying for. Prayers prayed for others, the benefit stays with the person you are prayed for. Now, Peter used charisma, is it once or twice? Once. I think just once. Let's see this. This one is awesome. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10. Sorry. 1 Peter 4 verse 10. After this, just 2 more places charisma is used. 1 Peter 4 verse 10. As every man has received the gift. As every man has received the gift, even so, let him minister the same. See what he's saying, though?
as every man has received the gift. Gift there is charisma. He's now saying, as every man has received the gift. Trust me, IJ, how does every man receive the gift? How does every man receive the charisma? From what I've explained today, really, how? Which Greek word is that one? The Doria, right? Uh-huh. So, as every man has received the gift, even so, minister was the same one to another. Hallelujah. So, how do you minister to one another? As you have what? Received, okay? How do you receive salvation? Generously. How do you preach salvation? Simple. You know, at times, some of you, before you receive salvation, you have bathed in water, done water baptism like 24 times, gone this, done that, climb up, climb down, confess, cry, you now think you must pepper the, I suffer to get this, you know, don't worry, it can't be that free. No. See in context, see verse 8. From verse 8 and to 10 in context. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourself, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Verse 9, use hospitality one to another without what? Again, verse 9, read verse 9 loud and clear. Everybody, yes, use one to another without what? You're not saying verse 10 now. So, as every man has received what? The gift. Even so what? Minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So, how did every man receive the gift? The gift there is the ministry. That's as a Doria, you receive generously. How should you minister it generously as a Doria too? Simple. Generously. Now, there are two scriptures that have people could not explain for a while. 1 Timothy 4 verse 14. Please, this sermon is recorded. Audio, video, everyone you want. Go through it again. Play it to yourself again. Make up the missing areas in your notes. Understand the concept. It will enhance your operation in things of God. 1 Timothy 4 verse 14 now. And also write down 2 Timothy 1 6. They are the same. So, what is he talking about? Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. What is he talking about? That's the question. Do you, because now this one is saying clearly that a gift is in thee. And we have said that the Holy Ghost is what you have. And we know that you don't give the Holy Ghost by what? The laying on of hands. See chapter 1 verse 6, 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Wherefore I put thee, 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Wherefore, see, this is what you are saying. Pastor Kumi is faster than me. Hope you know. Have you listened to Pastor W. Kumi of prison? Is he pastor? And Baba is how many years old now? Is it 70, what, 76 or 77? Awesome. So we should be running. Amen. Wherefore, I put thee to remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is where? In thee. By the putting on of my hands. So, what is it talking about? Now, of course, clearly we can zone out the impossible answer, like one show. The impossible answer here is it cannot be the Holy Ghost, right? Because you don't receive the Holy Ghost by impartation. No, it's not talking about the Holy Ghost. You don't receive the Holy Ghost by prophecy, but by believing the gospel. You know this one? It says, which is given thee by prophecy, by the putting on of my hands. Which one is by prophecy? That's chapter 4, verse 14. 1 Timothy 4, 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy with the laying of my hands. See, so that cannot be the Holy Ghost. You don't receive the Holy Ghost by prophecy, but by believing the gospel. So, what do you think he is talking about? Write this down. This is an awakening for further effectiveness in ministry. This is an awakening, awakening in continuous tense, okay, for further effectiveness in ministry. Effectiveness in ministry. So, Paul was saying, don't forget I minister to you. Don't forget I spoke words over you. Don't forget I opened your consciousness to the operations of the supernatural. This is what Simon the Sorcerer too was asking for. Okay, he was trying to say, take money, open my consciousness, okay, to these operations of God. So it's not like an extra gift. It's consciousness. Consciousness. So which of the gift of the Spirit is that? Who could remember? Awesome. Faith. The gift of faith. Divine, are you writing? What does the gift of faith do? It will stir up your neighbor, okay, to walk better in the things of God. So, what is in thee that Paul said is in Timothy is consciousness. Write that down. That's the gift there. Consciousness. Consciousness. That means he's saying, I minister to you. This consciousness must stay with you. Praise God. The consciousness, okay? The, like in the last Holy Ghost thing, Wednesday and Thursday, that consciousness, Paul is saying, that consciousness is a charisma. It should stay with you. It should stay with you. It should not go. So your job is to steer it up. Steer it up. Steer it up. It's not saying I gave you a gift. No. He's saying I opened your consciousness. I awakened your mind to the operations of God. Awesome. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that is the operation. That means Paul ministered to Timothy by the gift of faith. Okay? By the gift of faith. Please, this must be more common in our meeting. In our meetings. Amen, amen. This must be more common in our meetings. I will close in 10 minutes. Please pay attention. This must be more common in our meetings. Where men's eyes are open to see that they can do what the Spirit says they can do. What the Word says they can do. This must be common in our meetings. Ministry wants to under by the operation of the gift of faith. So when you when we lay hands on you, say in the name of Jesus, now you can function it. Now you function it. That's the operation of the gift of faith. When we lay hands on you, say in the name of Jesus, now as you go, lay hands on the sick gets healed, you lay hands on the dead, they raise up. We are not giving you a gift that day. No. What we are doing is what consciousness, okay? We are opening your eyes. That's just the same thing as Ephesians 1:17 prayer. Your eyes is open to see this, to see yourself doing this. Amen, amen. Just like I always start with. Your eyes are open to see this, to see what you can do. When men's eyes are open to see that they can do what the best of us can do. So, of course, that awakening can come by teaching. It can also come by what? Impartation. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. It can come by teaching. It can also come by what? Impartation. And in the church, we do the both. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. We do the two. Amen, amen. Is that clear, guys? Awesome. We do the two. So ensure you do the two. Don't just say, I will teach. No, teach and lay and teach and minister. Glory, glory. So, clearly, just one more scripture, then we'll one. Yes, it's one. Just a long one. Okay, so just one more scripture will be done. So, we have seen that selflessness, okay? Selfishness is not allowed in the operation of it, of the gift of God. No, it's not allowed. Selfishness is not allowed. Ministry gift is to do men good, okay? Not to boss them. Ministers, pay attention to this. Ministry gift is to do men good, okay? Not to boss men, not to lord men. Not for you to seek honor. Some of you think, no. It's not to serve men. It's not to boss. It's not to lord over men. It's not to say I'm your G. It's not to say I'm the general. I'm the chief demon caster. No, that's not the point, okay? That's not the point. Not to boss men, not to lord men. No. Please write this down. Don't seek to be honored through the gift of God. Please, don't seek it. Don't seek to be honored through the gift of God. Write that down. Don't seek to be honored. You will miss it. If you try that, you will miss it. Don't seek to be honored through the gift of God. Through laying on hands, you have ministered to people. Don't seek to be honored through that. Don't seek down to now boost your ego.
You have given a great word of knowledge. You say, ha, 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 ha. Say, Oju, ah, your name is Ojola. Ha, 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 ha. Ooh. Huh? You see. Oh, Sam. No. Don't seek to be honored through the gift of God. Seek to serve. Remember, we shall give account. Okay? Remember, we shall give account. Leadership is service. Okay. Remember the way Pastor Onaika always said it? He will say, service is not the pathway to greatness. Okay? Service is what? It's greatness. Service is not a pathway to greatness in Christianity. Service is greatness. The more up you are, the more you serve others, you give to others, you pray for them, you love them, you teach them, you help them up. That's service. That's a leader. So seek to serve in the capacity you are appointed, not to lord over men. Seek to serve. Say, I seek to serve. Come on, say, I seek to serve. So, and also, if it's nice offices, also, if it's spiritual gift too, it's to profit men. It's for the profit of men, okay? It's for the profit of men, not for you to be honored. So, it's time for us to put away childish things. 1 Corinthians 13, that scripture. 1 Corinthians 13. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And you still govern your own government, O God. As they give you Gandhi, O Rakanti, last over to last day. Now, see chapter 13, verse 1. See that? See this, though I speak with the tongues of men, I'll be reading and I'll be explaining, and I'm writing down as I'm speaking. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I am becoming as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Most of these things here are figure of speech, because it's not saying you don't have love, actually. It's actually saying you don't practice love, okay? It's talking about the lack of the practice of love. It's not saying you don't have the Holy Ghost, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. So, but it's talking about the practice. So he says, if you do, you spoke in tongues of men and of angels, just tongues of men and angels, just figurative, okay? Just like your tongue is so sonorous, like Star Unis and Star Grace combined together. Say, and you don't have charity, say you are becoming like a sandling brass or a what? Tinkling cymbal. So, because that means the focus of the tongues is to, it will be for show off, not to bless others. That's what he's saying. The focus of that tongues will not be to show up, not to bless others. That means at the end of the day, your self-image is exalted. Christ is not. Christ is not. That's what he's saying. So he's just talking generally about love. About love. So don't just pitch a tent somewhere. He's talking about love in the operation of the things of God. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy, and I understood all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could what? Remove mountains, amen. And I have no charity, I am what? Nothing. Because it will all be to magnify self. Self. As I even minister, sometimes we are very careful in the way we share testimony. It must not be to magnify self. It must be to encourage others. Sometimes we just share little. We just encourage, not to magnify self. The gift is to ensure that Christ is formed in the heart of your hearers until the day dawn and the day star arise in their hearts. It's not to show off. It's not to show off. Not to magnify self. That's the main key there. Verse 3, and do I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and I give my body to be burnt, and I have no charity, it profited me nothing. That means you are just giving to the praise of men, for men to see you. What people that we call carry me, for men to see you, not for men to see God. For men to just see you. Just give once. It's not continuous. Men just see what you did once. Not continuous. Not a service. Just a show off. A show off. No. Please get this. If God used you to bless someone yesterday, God is not saying it's over. God will still have you do it again and again. Don't say, I've done my part. No. If God used you to bless someone yesterday, you don't say it's over. God will still have you do it again and again. That's your God, okay? It's not tired. Now, let's see from verse 4 now. Charity suffereth long, okay?
is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. See all these stuff. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own. Some of us need to read this thing to ourselves every day. Every day. So you can get it. You don't seek your own. Just ask yourself, this thing, that this unforgiveness, this anger, can I justify it before 1 Corinthians 13? You ask yourself such question. You are angry with somebody. Can I justify that thing before this place? And you are going to be judged with this. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never what? Faileth. Amen. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, they shall vanish away. Figure of speech, okay? I'm coming. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. He's talking about self-centered knowledge and prophecy. That is what is in part. We know in part and we prophesy in part. That is self-centered knowledge and prophecy. But when that which is in part, which is perfect, is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. That's the point. All a figure of speech. I put away ego. From that knowledge never fails, you see, it shall vanish away. It's all figure of speech. It's saying you put away ego. Put away, I want to be honored, okay? Put it away. Now, take it to this one. Put it away. Put it away. Thank you, Bramaka. Keyboard. Put it away. Put away childish things. Put away ego. In either spiritual office or spiritual gift, put away ego. Put it away. Put it away. Okay, let me just say something, which maybe I will speak more on that in Lafayette tomorrow. Take it to this one, okay? See how prophets operate in the Bible. Prophets, generally. Prophets. You just see like five people like this, like in the Old Testament, most of the time, and God will just pick one of them. And God will put something in the mouth of that one for the benefit of all. Are you with me? God will just pick one. Remember when God picked Moses, Miriam and Aaron were saying, are you the only one that God speaks to? Blah, 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 blah. Uh-uh. But God put something in the mouth of Moses for the what? Benefit of what? Of the rest. And this is your God, though. And God will judge the rest of them by their refusal or obedience to what He is saying through this one. Take it to that. I must not take utterance casually. Others will be judged based on the rejection of the word of that one. It may look unfair, but that is how your God operates. Of course, so at times, what the prophet is saying will be a re-echo of what God has already told you. Take it. Take it. Get this right. God works in others for my benefit, especially my leaders in church. Ministry gifts around me. God works in others for my benefit. God puts something in the mouth of your leaders that it will help you to take it to. That's why, see the pattern. We have already modeled doctrine to you. You have seen in us that we are not after your financial gain. So why should it be difficult for you to receive God's word at our mouth? That's the question. That's the question. Because that was the joker of Paul in 1 Corinthians 9. He said, come on. He said, when I came to you, he said, did I make machinize of you? Amen, amen. So the believer does not get careless at all with utterance. No. Words spoken over you must not be allowed to be unproductive. Don't allow it. Words spoken over you, don't allow it to be unproductive. I beg of you. Suffering tongues. Words spoken over you must not be allowed to be unproductive. First
Praying tongues for just 30 seconds. Then we'll do something right now. Laranosto. Words spoken over you must not be allowed to be unproductive. So I've talked about the giving, now I'm talking about the receiving. That means what you have received to, ensure it's not unproductive. Don't be careless. Alanosto. Alianosto. Digedeo, Dilarasta, Giladeo, Gostoga, Bashendos, Togabandios, Togavalas, Librande Gananos, Togabandos, the Valet of Bata, the Dosha Gavilas, Imbrede Geda, Zadada, Zagada, 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 Yegevala Rasteda. Lamana also Mala Shatta, the Magadilla, Stegavilla, Cantarink, and Tis the Manada, Labada also Valla.
Hallelujah.
Okay, everybody, please, just speak your notes. Those words that you receive throughout this week, pick it right now and read them to yourself. Right now. If you don't, if you're not around during those times when we did that, just pray in tongues. Somebody will come and just minister to you very soon. So this week, just this week, those words you receive, quickly go through them. I mean, since immediately you are done, I mean, go through them and say them to yourself again. Call yourself who God is calling you. Read them to yourself. Read them to yourself. This is what you should do at home. So I want you to start making that culture in church. You read to yourself. Ministers, just after 3 minutes, workers in general, everybody I call workers, you know yourself. Just go to everybody you know that are not here during the week and just edify them. Edify them. Namaste, Gavandian branch, Amazon, 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 Anamazan Damasha, the Manor of Nosto, Ladio Sto Valerata, Lastega, Valastega, Vila, Daga, Badaga, Badaga, Bagadaga, Bagadaga, Ladamas. Read them to yourself. Everyone needs to go. Everybody should be saying something, okay? So you are reading something to yourself. You are just praying the Holy Ghost. Read them. Those what you wrote down. Read them. For me, I received that canoe is taken. Canoe, we are going. Avate, Castega, Valasha, the Manor, Gade. I don't give heed to voices that seek to discourage me in ministry. That one came to me by divine. Hannah is taking from Paracletos. I just said that this ministry will bless generations to come. This pattern will bless many more to come. Speak louder, come on. He has said, so you boldly say. Shantela to go valeranda. Oh, that's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Zirania, so valer. In Kintalas, take about words spoken over you. Must not be allowed to be unproductive. Temperatala, Cantilla, Gedela, to go valama, Shantela, Gedela, Manslam. Ministers 2 minutes to Mount, then you go and minister to others. Randy is all that, workers generally, Randy is to wash. He get a mass, the girl, but around the mass and the machine, the mass and the He's alive. He lives inside of me. God is talking about the man. He calls me and makes me his own. The mass to God, they're under good. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He's alive. He's alive, he lives inside of me. And I ask to God, the rest to give a lane and those. Shantila Kostogo Vatica, so Vantesta Marinders. In the most, and what can be spoken about you, what will be spoken about you today? And it will embolden you in the operations of the things of God. Your function. Okay, workers, stand up, come on. Thank you. You continue on later. Minister to those who have to minister to Cantilla, Zantala, Brantana, Mazavantis, to God. Look for them. Just anybody that you know that are not really here throughout the week. And the others, just keep focusing on the words you have received enough. Libra, Trella, Zavanti, da. Pastor Joe, ensure everybody needs to be taken care of. He's taken care of. You can borrow more workers. Let that be an activity of the spirit right now. Activity of the spirit. At this moment, healings flows freely, okay? Healings flow freely. At this moment, impartation flows freely. Anybody, another people, the Holy Ghost, get filled. Yeah, you have interpreted before, you interpret. Let's do this in 10 minutes and we'll be done. Go home. In Bratelas, Pastor Joy, share everybody taking care of. Come on, Alamanos, and then all around Tila Cantilla, doing the news. Yagela, Talama, Santa Masha, Gavalamazanda, Abadamas, and the Mala Branta, Madame Zupande, Imbode, Yebode, Bode, Bolerante, Satella, Tata, Zarente, Lasta, Larase, Tata, Lasta, Gavilan, Tola, de Rada, Bode, de Larade. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Others, focus on those words. You cannot read it enough, okay? Please. Jesus said, I have come in the volume of the book. It's written of me. To do your will. He read Isaiah 61. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Now said, this day, this word is fulfilled in your ears. Paul said the same thing. Say, God said to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of hell to God, that they might receive the forgiveness of sin. Same, Mr. Man, I was not disobedient to the heavenly call. Come on, pray. Say those words. Call yourself a man of God, because you are. Ali Radada, Larry Radada, Ayanada Sanda, God is alive in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak as God, we have you speak. You are speaking by the knowledge that God is putting in your mind. We are not presumptuous. We are speaking by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. We are not people that search for people's details on Facebook before to give you words. We speak by the Spirit of God. We speak by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and the God of the Lord, the Son of the Father, and the Catilla, and the Mother, and the Branch of the Minister has 5 minutes to go. Come on, edify them. Bless them. Bless their days. 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 You can give words of healing, but since it's a prophecy, to make him effective in the work of the ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stick with the information of God. Don't forget First Simon. Seek to be thorough. Don't stop halfway. Get more information. Others, don't forget, don't keep quiet. All of you are ministers. We are just doing this for order and for that sake in church. Since we are more than them, all of you are qualified. So for just spending that time to speak over yourself more. Thank you. I'm alive. I am the one man. I'm alive. He calls me Shandela Brantanas. I'm alive. He makes a way. I make ways for men in the ministry of Christ. Seek to bless your brother. Seek to bless. All your day, abate to that day. Let your words be fruitful in my mouth. I am a Java, yet all are astagant. I am bold. My life is not useless. I am bold. My life is not useless. I am the man as an brother. I am man as an. Others be upstanding. Others, thank you, upstanding. I am man as an. Others upstanding. Thank you, Allah, brother. Allah, man as an. Allah, brother, man as an. Yet he has an. Allah, man as 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 an. In brother, Lamazanta, Lamazanta, Lamazente, Allah brother, Malasika, Balas, and Tolamas. Oh, my God. Mr. Peace, continue your job. Others just give thanks for today. Give thanks to God for today. Now, Malay brother, Malamazanta, Branchella, did give thanks to God for today. Elan Timala, Malamazanta, Ministers Gitara, bless them very well until you are done. Bless them well until you are done. And brother, Malanta, Malamazanta, Macam Palas. Apale Zanta Rante Cantala Stedada Ale Manda Manamaka Candemosun to Maria Shanta In Brote Cantelemos in Tede Cantalas In Cantalas In Cantalas In Cantalas In Cantalas Apale Sota Malama Shantala Brotalos In Telebate Zata In Brotala Zanta Malamos Apala Manamanam Kentosto Pashanta Kentostada Kentostade Kesto Badadeda Alam Brachalista Ilimo Zapate Patrolasto Vada Hallelujah, Manamas and the Manamas of Palamas and Tomalamas and the Manas of Talamadra Irebrialas, Ilibrilamas, Ilibrilamas, Ilimos and Tomalamas and Tomalamas and Ta Kikota Kiprota Pata Tata Manas Toka Palash and Tomalamas and Tomalas 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 Name brought Malam and the Malamazanta. You are a man of God. Manamas and the Malamash and the Malas and the Malamas and the Malamanda brought him. Into Malamana. Focus, come on, man of God. Focus, Malamas and the Malamas and the Malamel. And the Malamas. You need to sing in tongues and interpret. Come on. Malamana. Go and sing in tongues and interpret. Malamanamas. In the Nevada. Malamas and the Malamas. Go to his front. Come on. Malamas and the Malamas and Panties the Malamayan.
Doors are open unto us. Mountains are brought down before us. Sumanandi abakanshinemadis. There is no place too dark or too hidden for the Lord. He has made everywhere straight, and we go for the soldiers now. Namangia senamandia hande to the left and to the right in different places, but we one mission, one mind, one spirit, one heart, one destination to the hearts of men, to the hearts of men, one destination, this gospel, one destination to the hearts of men. We stand together, we stand with Christ. Na Maria tena masizi ya mandu bogoshonia Iya na manzi si ya mandu onzu sare na magade Ne mbrigano la musu si ya na handa basa hana Ne tribanzu so andi ya mangash Ye mberi nele manzu suma norande Ye mandali ya bakunzu so suri andi ya na mangi ya tana Namambasia ba namambasia heretema yango dolono moshubi anamanze nembragandi amanzu suende amanga jama na matima ni tima ni bragono lomosude nembari amanosa manosa nomba namragade yamanade dumana namasidi arada aprete manga no mongo suzi anamara badasin for by walking in the spirit and keeping in our conscience consciousness the will of God and the mind of God and His purpose. We stand stronger together. Our hearts are knit together. No more disparities. No more silent disparities. For by focusing on this consciousness, on this mind of God, we stand stronger together. We see one thing. We have one goal. Just one vision. And though we are sent to different places, we have just one mind, one destination, that the gospel may reach the hearts of men. And this is foremost in our hearts. This is foremost in our hearts. Just by focusing on the end of our conversation, on the end of our conversation, we have one goal, and this we will reach. May my anaman to sora no dash. Yeah, man ambidada sani daddy. All differences are brought down. Personal differences are brought down, yeah. No mandala na masibi anayande. Jemarandona see. As we put the word in our hearts, as we meditate on them, differences are suppressed. Disparities are suppressed. Bitterness dies. It dries out because we know we have one purpose. Me body and the masin beyond the little kanji and the mandos. Do black and the masin and the lambrana makanshu no monzo suzu and the hand. We no more focus on things that are not important. We no longer raise disparities above our purpose. We no longer raise personal differences above our purpose. By the meditation of the word of God, we have one vision. We see one thing, and we go forth, standing strong together. We strengthen one another as soldiers of Christ. Mabasuna and I and eh, mambalinda rita no maside and the Hessian and this. Nambramo condolovano manza sinamandia, nambragandia matomon to suzerandi amarandi, lepayanomogo sunarandi mashan. And even the weakest among us will be called the strongest. For there shall be no weary one in the house. There shall be no one lagging behind. Because we all stand together. We all stand together. We hold one another's hands. We make one another better. So there will be no one called weak in the house. We shall all be soldiers made strong by the word of God and by the teachings we receive. We are all strong. We have one vision, one goal. Nemaro no monsusi atena mayanande. Mambri dagayasi namarondo musazirate. And new paths are opened from unexpected places. New paths are opened. There are open doors all over the place. Open doors all over the place. And unexpected people will take this word and they will run with it. So we look down on no one. We expect the workings of God from anybody. Because we all have the Spirit. We are divinely enabled. No mani magasini ane na mashibiri atana. Ani amango sonda. Na maribrana se latana mai pagashon no mantu surende. No mbara padiradi. Paniradi atana mantu susurendi amaratana. Na barogono lo moshuna. Oh no, basirite na bria gono zesia. Ma poro na la da baiti ne brigato yo masana o mae. Empire desh una masina granandos. O mayane ne vrato magosa na poro na ne. Jome ati de barade simiano zan. Mokara datine, no paye shonada za. Makiande, no vrano sana. Mimbi amana mango shonong. Mora karatina diyanede, na diyanede. de purondola na mãos assina na mangorado na machanda assassinera na bai na magacho na mundos unda bragandi amante si amante a pragondolo no mundo si ana hobarani de me mano susani amaganandi abaixo nanti me mano maiganda da mano suna mambro dodo suna andi amande e maia codolonza zabiri tabiri nerabada biri tenabada jamana na manzi siana tempra mungonzo suande da shana andi silin mande temba mango de no monzo sizorandi amana nandi gasholo monza sevani amandi a pano no monzo za joma nonda si tempra no mongo sozana sozana da baye nandi passe La panjo soana da bondo sana si jomana kanda sana na varona si darada kamo yongo sonande vrida manda sonande jonande sanana ragade sonana si we receive for her days Moments saved and filled. Mamarunda yamanzi sana. Jamano sozoria. Jomande yamasinana. Rabaga korona si. Progadina resuyana. Davrana si date. Momagonjus asena de. Premandi soyona se. Juande matana sirana, boyon sarana te. Jumano mongo sunda, da bragita roma suna, nona kareda ya. Jumanda sinande, we receive for her days, moments saved and filled. We receive the answer to prayers. In the actions that we take, we receive for our days many moments saved and filled. We receive answers to our prayers in the actions that we take. We receive for our days moments saved and filled. We receive answers to our prayers in the actions that we take. We receive for our days many moments saved and taught. We receive answers to our prayers in the actions that we take. We receive for our days moment picking up ministry. We receive answers to our prayers in discipleship we do. We receive for our days moments saved and taught. We receive answers to our prayers in the actions that we take. We receive for our days moments saved and taught. We receive answers to our prayers in the actions that we take. We receive for our days more laborers in the field. We receive answers to our prayers in discipleship we do. We receive for our days moment picking up ministry. We receive answers to our prayers in discipleship we do. Hey. We receive for our days moment saved in hidden countries. We receive answers to our prayers. Going wherever we are sent. We receive for our days moments saved and taught. We receive answers to our prayers in discipleship we do. We receive for our days moment picking up ministry. We receive answers to our prayers in discipleship we do. We commit the things we have taught are able to teach others from one to one to one. We receive for our days more laborers in the field. We receive answers to our prayers, going wherever we send. We receive for our days more laborers in the field. We receive answers to our prayers, being obedient to the call. When a man sees you, my brother, and other going to la paz. A baron, no, no, man, Susie, a motana. If we can have a man, so be an around yours. Oh, man, no, man, it's another son. My brother, not here, and the kitty, and son of bandos. Son of manos, oh, my dear, bones, you know, and the end of my papa say.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We receive for our days moments saved and fear. We receive for our prayers. We receive, yeah.
We receive for our days. Moments saved and feel. We receive answers to our prayers in the actions that we take.
We receive, yeah.
We receive for our day. Of God, I call you productive in the name of Jesus. In the plan of God, you are not a failure. You are productive. I call you productive. Oh, not just today. I call you productive every day. In years to come, you will still be called productive. In decades to come, you will still be called productive. Oh, same things you value today, you will value forever. You will value forever. As you increase in earthly things, your task for mastery in spiritual things will never reduce. As we increase in relationships, you increase in your social influence, your consecration to the things of God will never reduce. It will never reduce. You are not an ex-minister. You are always found in the will of God. Stand in God's will. Stand in God's will. You are always found there. You are found there in God's will. You are not stone. You are found there forever. Find it always. Nothing takes you away. Nothing takes you away. Nothing is big. Nothing is big enough. No. The entire moon and earth, we look at it. Nothing daring. What shall separate us from this love of Christ? We searched heaven and earth. We saw nothing. Nothing. Oh, glory, glory. Nothing. So much has been done for us. Oh, so much has been done for us. We are committed to this. We are debtors. We are debtors. Not to the flesh. We are debtors to walk in the Spirit.
to show the light of Christ to others. We are debtors. We are debtors. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, we are debtors in this light. We walk in this light. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for so great a salvation. Thank you for so much we have received. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we receive. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you. First timers, I'm sure you see them. Let me just any first timer today, I'll see you. And,